Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Boland.
Nebraska is one of three states that does not have school choice. An advocate all across the nation fighting for school choice is Corey DeAngelis. He is the National Director of Research for American Federation for Children. Welcome, Corey.
Thank you so much for having me.
Corey, tell us what the data tells us about families desiring school choice options. Are there families in Nebraska that would want that? But across the nation, what does the data tell us?
Yeah, absolutely. If you look nationwide at several surveys on this, about 82% of children are in government-run schools in the United States. But when asked what type of school they would like to be in, only about a third of families say that they would like their children in those same schools. So there's a huge disconnect between what families want and what families currently have, which suggests that they would like to have alternative options such as charter schools and private schools and more access to home-based learning as well. And if you look at three nationwide surveys on this over the past year, there have been huge upticks in support for educational freedom. For example, between 2020 and 2021, spring of 2020 to spring of 2021, there's been about a 7 percentage point jump in support for school choice from 64% in April of 2020 to 71% in March of 2021, suggesting a huge uptick in support. This was by Real Clear Opinion Research polling nationwide, and another one by EdChoice and Morning Consult found that nationwide there have been huge upticks in support since last year in support for tax credit scholarship programs, charter schools, voucher programs, and education savings accounts. And I think the thing here is that over the past year, the teachers unions have really overplayed their hand and done more to advance the concept of school choice than anyone could have ever imagined. Families don't want to feel powerless ever again, and they want to have alternatives to the status quo.
Join Dr. DeAngelis and I as we continue the conversation on school choice, particularly tax credit scholarships, tomorrow.